food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Colds are just plain a huge nuisance. They just interfere with your normal breathing, your sleeping, and your daily activity, and they make you feel crummy, right? But the minute you feel one coming on, wouldn't you like to know what to do to chase it away, to chase away all those symptoms? If so, you are in the right place at the right time. We have Dr. Jeremy Wolf. He's a doctor of naturopathy with us to help you do this right away. Dr. Wolf, we are so excited to have you in our Family Food Kitchen today. What is the first thing we should do when we feel a cold coming on?
That's a great question. And I really believe that one of the first things we should do when we feel a cold coming on is to rest. You know, and you really want to reduce stress as much as possible. Science has, clearly shown that there's a definite link between our daily stressors and a suppression in our immune response. So when you start to feel a cold coming on and you are overworked or overstressed, your immune system, it just can't build up the response it really, really wants to. And, when we're stressed, our body also increases the production of a hormone called cortisol, which also weakens the immune system. So I really think the first thing to do is rest. And then while I'm resting, I like to creep over to the medicine cabinet and maybe pop a couple supplements like zinc or elderberry, because research has shown that they might help decrease the duration of certain illnesses.
You know, that's the
I love that.
The first thing that we should do is the last thing we do, rest.
Exactly.
We just say like, oh, I can beat this, and we keep going. So that is a huge first step for all of us, and it actually makes sense because then if you can beat it right up front, you won't have to rest later because you're so sick you can't do anything. So that is really, really interesting. And zinc and elderberry are your go-to supplements to help fight. What about vitamin C?
Vitamin C, do you say C or D?
C. Is in Charles.
Vitamin C is another great immune booster. You can find it in foods like spinach, kale, and obviously citruses like oranges are really high in vitamin C. And, there is a lot of evidence that shows that it may boost the immune response.
Wow, sounds great. Sounds great. So, Caroline, is that what you do when you get a cold?
Yeah, I mean, this is great because now it validates my theory that as soon as I feel a cold coming on, I'm calling off work, I'm stretching myself on the couch and watching The Price is Right all morning long. So perfect. Now I have good evidence to show that what I'm doing is right. And I love the zinc and the vitamin C. I know there's a ton of supplements out there that actually combine zinc and vitamin C, so you can kind of get the two for one thing there. And the elderberry, I think that's one you have to kind of get separately to do it. But are those things that will also boost our immune system, so prevent us from getting a cold? So during cold season, we should take them regularly or not really?
Elderberry is one that I take regularly. It's made from a food, some berries. And I usually do about one tablespoon per day as a preventive because it's a strong antiviral. But there was a research done on a product called Sambucol, which you can find online at sites like Lucky Vitamin. And they showed that one tablespoon really was great for preventively, but also that it was able to reduce flu symptoms by 3 to 4 days. So it's a really stronger.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah,
I would say I need that on my list. So would you spell that so everybody knows what it is you just said?
Yes, it's a product called Sambucol. It's S-A-M-B, like boy, U-C-O-L.
Actually, I've used that. I call it Sambucol, so maybe I didn't understand what you said, different pronunciation, but I have used that very successfully. So that is way cool. All right, so we've taken the first steps, but maybe that it's just not quite going away. What other thing? What is the next step when we get to the next level of a cold or flu coming on?
So, going along the lines with rest, when you're sick, it's really important you want to stay hydrated and make sure you're giving the body and rest its needs. So it's not the time to be feasting on large meals. I really turn to soups, and especially chicken noodle soup, I think is great. Our moms and grandmoms were on track with something. You know, first, soup is great because the temperature, it warms you up, which helps to rise your body temperature, which maybe helps fight off some of the infection, causes you to sweat a little. And they also did some research. I found that hot soup can also help clear congestion. And one study showed that hot chicken soup was better, either because of the aroma or the taste, at increasing mucosal velocity, so like drainage, versus hot or cold water. And, you know, the broth is really hydrating. And then you can add a ton of foods like garlic, onions, carrots, spinach, all these foods rich in vitamins. And garlic and onion are really antimicrobial and antiviral, to the broth, which will just also help, you know, to kind of boost your immune response.
Yeah, the trick there is really having a great mom around to make you that chicken soup, because I kind of feel like the homemade version is really where all of those amazing nutrients are found. You know, everything you said a lot of times can't be found in a can. So if you do have somebody nearby to make you a fresh pot of homemade chicken soup, and I don't know about you, Dr. Wolf, but I think the fat has a lot to do with it too. So when making that soup, Don't skimp out and go for the fat-free version. I think the full-on broth with the fat from the chicken also plays a factor in strengthening mm-hmm. your immune system. What do you think? Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, soups are great. I think the fat definitely helps because you want to give your body the nutrients it's needing to get better. And that's, yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah, so now we have the flu already. We're kind of trying to treat it with the soups, but when it finally goes away, we want to make sure we don't get it again. So, are there foods that we can put it on our grocery list to buy it routinely that specifically will help us prevent cold and flu?
You know, that's a great question. My answer to that is I really love vitamin D. There aren't a ton of foods that are high in vitamin D because we mostly get it from the sun. And, you know, you may be able to find it in like cod liver oil or some tunas or sardines, and then milk, obviously. But vitamin D is really important. And there's some that believe that there's a strong correlation because flus happen in the winter and there's less sunlight in the winter, so there's less vitamin D. So some think there might be a correlation between, you know, vitamin D prevention and flu.
So maybe that's one to add to your supplement list. At the very least, just take it during a few months of the year to kind of prep your body up for cold and flu season. But you're right, there aren't a lot of food sources of vitamin D. I read recently that mushrooms, when exposed to sunlight, will have a vitamin D content in them, and they're working on that. So we might have to look at mushrooms for some of our sources. But those are really, really great tips. And is there, other than a healthy diet, I guess lots of fruits and vegetables that'll help us too stay healthy?
Yep, lots of fruits and vegetables. I really like whole food diets, you know, organic whenever, you know, of course, whenever possible and reasonable. And lots of grass-fed meats I think are really healthy. But yeah, fruits, vegetables, and just a wide variety of colors when you're eating your fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely. And taking away some of the junk food, a lot of the sugar can be limiting to our immune system. So just by not eating those, we're probably already 10 steps ahead. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jeremy Wolf, for being with us and sharing all your knowledge. You can read his blogs at luckyvitamin.com, which is also where you can find some of those supplements we talked about today. So thank you for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen, for listening. And if you want to listen to one of our past shows, just visit us on radiomd.com. They're all there as podcasts, so you can listen again and share with your friends. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.